Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 23, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Bison introduces securities trading. Bison, the Germany-based crypto platform for private customers of the Börse Stuttgart Group, has introduced securities trading in cooperation with Suder Bank and JT Technologies. Cashlink completes Series A funding round. Germany-based tokenized asset infrastructure fintech Cashlink has successfully closed a mid-7-figure Series A funding round. Pega to implement new generative AI technologies. US-based low-code platform provider Pega has announced its plans to integrate new generative AI technologies into its Pega Infinity product. JP Morgan Chase acquires data analytics company Omni. JP Morgan Chase has announced it is acquiring a data analytics provider for startup investors. Bank ABC teams up with Temenos and NDC Tech. Bank ABC has signed agreements with Temenos and NDC Tech to replace its core banking systems for its retail, corporate, and wholesale businesses. Payeer implements open banking B2B payments. Payeer, a Swedish fintech scale UP that specializes in European B2B payments, has announced its launch of open banking payments for B2B in Sweden. MangoPay acquires WhenThen. Payment infrastructure provider MangoPay has acquired Ireland-based payments technology company WhenThen to expand its pay-in capabilities and add new revenue streams. WL Payments partners with Truvo to expand gateway solutions. Payments orchestration platform WL Payments has teamed up with acquirer Truvo to expand the latter's payment product offering for customers across Europe. DoorDash to support cash payments. US-based food and mobility service DoorDash has announced the support for customers to pay with cash for online orders, but not in the main app. Senti issues a Swiss franc stablecoin. Switzerland-based payment startup Senti has announced the launch of a Swiss franc stablecoin that aims to support the company's global payment network. Marqeta partners Stables to power prepaid card. Modern card issuing platform Marqeta has partnered with digital wallet Stables that enables users to spend, send, and earn stablecoins to power its MasterCard prepaid card. Central banks see future for global instant payments via mobile phones. Central banks in Italy, Malaysia and Singapore have lauded successful tests of cross-border instant payments via mobile phones. Mizuho leads $270 million round in Credivo. Credivo, which offers BNPL and credit services to underbanked consumers in Indonesia and Vietnam, has raised $270 million in a Series D funding round led by Japan's Mizuho Bank. Earned wage access platform Rain raises $116 million. Earned wage access platform Rain has closed a Series A round comprised of $66 million in equity and another $50 million in debt. Bitpanda joins Visa Partner Connect program. In partnership with Austrian fintech unicorn Bitpanda, Visa's partners will gain the opportunity to access Bitpanda's comprehensive investment infrastructure solutions. Plend chooses Go Cardless for variable recurring payments. Ethical lender Plend has selected Go Cardless, a global leader in direct bank payments, to provide variable recurring payments, VRPs, through Go Cardless Instant Bank Pay feature. Nucleus 365 release bulk uploads feature for merchants. Nucleus 365, a UK-based payment institution offering a centralized platform for global payment processing, FX, and connected banking, has today announced the availability of a new bulk uploads feature that will enable all of its global merchants to make large volume payments to businesses or individuals through one efficient online form. Finaro, Mastercard, Northmall, and NMI to bring cloud commerce to Nordic merchants. Finaro, the global cross-border payment provider and fully licensed bank, has today announced its European cloud commerce deployment with payments technology company Mastercard, Nordic Neobank and POS provider, Northmall, and leading full commerce enablement technology company, NMI. Shazam chooses Iliad Solutions for payments testing. Shazam, the member-owned debit network, processor and core provider supporting community banks and credit unions across the USA, has chosen Iliad Solutions as its payments testing supplier. Swedish payments startup FocalPay raises 15 million Swedish kronor. FocalPay, the commerce platform merging payment and retail functionalities, has secured 15 million Swedish kronor in investment from Icelandic investor Skell, with a valuation of 150 meters SEK. Unser moves into BNPL market. Unser, a company offering payment and commerce solutions, today launched its new Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, product. Coinmama signs with Volt to enable real-time payments for crypto in Europe. Cryptocurrency exchange platform Coinmama has partnered with Volt, the leading global gateway for real-time payments, to enable open banking payments for its customers across Europe and Brazil. What payment trends we can expect in 2023? In this episode of Finextra TV's Predict 2023 series, Dalber Sahota, Senior Director Product Management, Bankers Almanac at LexisNexis Risk Solutions, shares his forecast for cross-border payments and APIs. For more information on the research cited, please visit. Nomura invests in digital asset clearinghouse Clear Token. Nomura's digital asset subsidiary, Laser Digital, has invested in Clear Token, a startup prepping a clearinghouse to the digital asset marketplace. Terms of the investment were not disclosed. Exchanges globally agree framework for green equities. The World Federation of Exchanges, WFE, the global body for exchanges and CCPs, today announced its industry-wide WFE Green Equity Principles, the first global framework for designating stocks and shares as green, thereby countering greenwashing and supporting the enhanced flow of funding towards more sustainable economies. Atlas Responsible Investors implements Broadridge Portfolio and Order Management Tech. Atlas Responsible Investors, one of the first hedge fund managers to concentrate exclusively on impact investing, has enhanced its technology by implementing a cloud-based portfolio and order management solution from global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. NYSE/BR. Lindsay Lohan and Jake Paul charged over crypto promotions. The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged 8 celebrities, including actress Lindsay Lohan and YouTube star Jake Paul, for illegally touting crypto asset tokens without disclosing that they were paid for doing so. FCA appoints top cop to oversee enforcement activity. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has appointed Therese Chambers and Steve Smart as joint executive directors of enforcement and market oversight. Amlyse hires former head of money laundering at the Bank of Lithuania. Amlyse, a fast-developing reg-tech startup that helps fintechs, crypto businesses, banks, and other regulated entities to fight against financial crime, is strengthening its team with anti-money laundering expert EGL Kontate, former head of the money laundering prevention division at the Bank of Lithuania. Emirates NBD teams with plug and play in search for fintechs with risk expertise. Emirates NBD, a leading banking group in the MENAT, Middle East, North Africa and Turkey region, continues its strategic partnership with Plug and Play Abu Dhabi, the world's largest innovation enabler, this time seeking fintechs to support the bank in its risk management domain. EBA Clearing to enrich its SEPA payment systems. EBA Clearing has announced it will enrich its SEPA payment systems, RT1 and STEP2, with fraud prevention and detection capabilities by November 2023. View Storefront secures $20 United States MLN funding. Frontend as a service. FEAAS, View Storefront has raised $20 million of equity for its front-end technology startup to fuel expansion. GoHenry, WWF launch wild card designs. Prepaid debit card and financial education app for kids GoHenry has partnered with the environmental organization Worldwide Fund, WWF, to launch wild card designs. JP Morgan pilots biometric payments with U.S. merchants. JP Morgan is set to pilot biometric payments with retailers in the U.S., enabling shoppers to make purchases by scanning their palms or faces. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.